Page 36, City of Woodburn Mayor, first candidate, Rick Puente, P-U-E-N-T-E. Occupation, Chief Director, Public Safety, Beaverton School District, owner, Puente Consulting Services, LLC. Occupational background, Chief Director, Public Safety, Beaverton School District, May 2017 to present. Woodburn Police Department Officer, Detective, School Resource Officer, September 2002 to May 2017. Educational background, McNary High School, Kaiser, Oregon, Chemeketa Community College, Western Evangelical Seminary, Oregon Executive Development Institute, Department of Public Safety Standards and Practices. Prior governmental experience, President, Oregon Peace Officers Association, 2016 to 2018. Vice President, Oregon School Resource Officers Association, 2016 to present. Silverton Hospital Legacy Foundation Board, 2015 to 2017. Community, Capable, and Cultural. Born in Portland, raised in Salem with a heart for Woodburn, I have been an engaged Woodburn community resident since 1997. I am a member of the Woodburn Foursquare Church, served as the Woodburn High School Resource Officer for almost 15 years, and a supporter of local community organizations such as Kiwanis, Rotary, Woodburn Proud, Love Santa, and the Woodburn Chamber. Why is this important? Because it has provided me the opportunity to know the heart of our community, the people, the business, and leadership. This has provided me insight into areas we need to strengthen as a community, such as, number one, infrastructure. To assess our current infrastructure, roads, highways, emergency services, community resources, and business development, and develop a plan to not only maintain what we currently have, but establish a long-range plan to improve and sustain it. Two, business development and community services, enhance growth to the east side of our community. Three, emergency services and community policing. Ensure our emergency services and first responders are staffed and equipped to meet the needs of our growing community. If elected mayor, I will work hard to build collaborative partnerships to address the challenges and opportunities this community faces. An old Spanish saying states, "In unity, there is power." Let us unite to accomplish the changes needed in our community. I would be honored to earn your trust and vote. Respectfully, Rick Puente. This information furnished by Rick Puente and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Page 37, another candidate for City of Woodburn Mayor, Frank J. Lonergan, L-O-N-E-R-G-A-N. Occupation, retired as Division Manager of Republic Services, serving multiple Willamette Valley communities. Occupational background, none provided. Educational background, B.S., Economics and Marketing, OSU. Prior governmental experience, over 40 years of prior service to Woodburn. President, Woodburn City Council, Budget Committee, Urban Renewal Board, Planning Commission, Park Board. A mayor for all Woodburn. Military service, veteran USMC Reserve, 1970 through 1976. Family. My wife, Cheryl, and I have been married for 41 years. Cheryl is a retired educator from Chemeketa College. Our son, Sean, was raised in Woodburn. He is a graduate of West Point, served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and is a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army. Community service, past president, Woodburn Downtown Association, past president, Woodburn Youth Ball Association, past president, Clackamas County Refuse and Recycling Association, Scoutmaster Boy Scout Troop Number 691, Woodburn Junior First Citizen 1987 and Senior First Citizen 2018. Accomplishments as City Council President. Increased Woodburn's urban growth boundaries. Expanded I-5 interchange and Highway 214. Improved quality of life through restricting semi-trucks on North Boone's Ferry. Established a public art program and chaired mural committee. Ensured Woodburn's financial stability through implementing sustainable practices. Priority initiatives, prioritize quality affordable housing, promote smart economic development and industrial and commercial lands, plan for transportation needs ahead of anticipated growth, advocate for Woodburn's public school system, promote diversity and representation across city government. Endorsements, our current state legislator, Representative Teresa Alonzo Leon, two past Woodburn mayors, three current Woodburn city councilors, five past Woodburn city councilors. Frank is the only candidate with 40 years of experience building the Woodburn community. He has the background and vision Woodburn needs as our community continues to grow. The right choice for Woodburn's future. This information furnished by Frank J. Lonergan and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Also on page 37, City of Woodburn Mayor Candidate Dahlia Leyva Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z. Occupation, retired. Occupational background, nonprofit volunteer, 35 years in social services and educational field. Educational background, Portland State University Social Service Certificate. Prior government experience, none. As your next city mayor, I will find real solutions that will address our displaced neighbors, work closely with our local police and address public safety, work with local government agencies to find solutions for affordable housing, restore and renew the confidence in our local government. As a long-term resident of Woodburn, I have seen many changes. Woodburn is seeing an influx of city issues, including displaced or homeless populace, mental health crisis, property crimes, and lack of affordable housing. We have to have a long-term, sound plan that will effectively resolve and meet the needs of our city's most vulnerable citizens. Our community, city council, and local government agencies need to work together to address these issues. I have worked with nonprofit agencies and have seen firsthand how difficult it is for families to get back on track. There are many challenges in life. Together we can make a difference. Together we can find solutions that help everyone. This information is furnished by Dahlia L. Lopez and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Did you know Oregon's county clerks perform post-election reviews after every election that includes a federal or statewide contest? Did you know elections officials regularly update voter registration lists? State, local, and national information sharing allows Oregon to maintain accurate data for elections. Did you know if a person tries to cast a ballot for a deceased voter, they could face felony charges? It is a felony offense to vote for someone else.